City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to a Mandan edition of City Current. It's Wednesday, November 7th. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. And Jim Neubauer is here, City Administrator for
Good morning,
City of Mandan.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. It's November 7th. It's the day after elections.
And chilly outside, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got to mention that.
It's all over. Yes. All the ads and signage in the yard and all of that stuff.
Everybody takes a deep breath after last night. A lot of people were out, probably staying up a little late, watching the election returns come in. And so, like you said, it'll be maybe a breath of fresh air not to
We're going to miss
those
all those
TV
ads. So. Television ads, the radio ads.
I'm not sure.
Said nobody.
Said yes. There you go. Perfect.
So yeah, we're moving on. City business still is conducted. Last night was also a Mandan City Commission meeting,
right,
as always.
Early start last night. We normally start at 5:30. Last night we started at 4 o'clock, which we normally do the first meeting in November because we hand out some employee awards.
Yeah, and that really started the evening. Now you had quite a few.
Yeah, well, I think it's, it's something we do. We start the meeting early so that our employees can come in and receive some recognition from the commission. It's kind of fun when you have a 50-year employee getting an award, which doesn't happen quite often. But, Gary Zander's been with us for a long time. He's worked as an employee at our water treatment plant, eventually moving up to be the superintendent of the plant. And when he retired a few years ago, he's been doing some driving truck for us down at the wastewater
plant.
Found
some other things for him to do.
Yeah,
huh?
He moved from one end of the system to the other end of the system, and we're awful glad to have Gary around. But we've also got some 40-year employees that received awards last night, and like I said, we're just awful grateful, and we think they all do a good job.
We have a picture of the employees who were recognized last night on the screen. Apologies to our radio listeners, but someone has a baby there.
Chad Bain, he's our grounds maintenance superintendent, his wife, and they brought their baby.
How cute is that?
And Chad brought the baby up when he got his award, so that's pretty cool.
That's
and,
really nice.
Family's very important to all of us,
and
we want to make sure that, in our jobs and family comes first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we operate, and kind of glad Chad brought up his baby. It's kind of cool.
Cute. Yeah. So also on the agenda last night, this was part of the consent agenda. You had a discussion on a logo refresh for the city.
Yes.
And kind of interesting here on our page for on our Dakota Media Access page where we store all the city meetings, where on the Mandan page from last night, gives you an idea of the old logo. This is the logo that's been used for how long, Jim?
Long time. And we want to point out this is a refresh of the font. The logo remains because we really like the logo. It tells a story of Mandan. If you're not familiar with what our logo represents, if you look at the outside of it, it is in the shape of an earth lodge. Inside that earth lodge is the blockhouses at Fort Lincoln and the railroad tracks running across the front. So those are really the heritage and the history of Mandan. We wanted to retain those.
So it was this font that needed a bit of a refresh, and it does look very dated, I will say.
The font, I think, we looked back as far as we could look back, and we're not sure. That font is not anything that...
Where it came from.
and we don't know, maybe it was hand-drawn back then or... when it was, but we were having trouble getting it reproduced. And when we do embroidery on whether it's a shirt like I have on today or it's printing, and part of it comes up as we're going through a website redesign and trying to get a new font, and there was becoming problematic because everybody's going, where did that come from? And we're going, we don't know, and I think it's time for an update.
So last night they looked at some new ones, and the one we have two on the screen right now. The one on the right of your screen is the one that the commission felt.
Correct. So the city of and slogan will be a Blair medium, I believe, and the Mandan will be a trade Gothic bold condensed. So for you folks in the world of print and fonts, that's what they are. And for me, I doesn't mean much to me other than I think we've got a more modern and updated look.
Yeah, it does. It's a nice little refresh, as you say, and easier to work with as you move forward.
Correct.
So that was nice.
Yep.
Also on the consent agenda last night were two memorandum of understanding issues. Yep. And one of them was with North Dakota Youth Correctional Center, which resides
just west of Mandan.
Yeah.
And I think this memo relates to work at our Mandan Union Cemetery.
Yeah.
And where there are times as a cemetery gets larger, it gets more difficult for us to keep up with the weed whipping and things like that.
Sure.
And, you know, we've taken steps over the last 5 years. We've got a cemetery advisory committee that works with us and makes recommendations. And this time we are looking at how do we get better bang for our buck?
Mm-hmm.
And with this contract, we will have, I think, YCC kids coming up, and we will provide, you know, the equipment and the protective gloves and eye and headwear and things like that, and the weed whippers, and they in turn will go around the cemetery, I think, once a week or once a month, and do a good job of cleaning it up.
And they get paid for
that.
Yeah.
So,
and the supervisors come from the correctional center out there with them. And
we provide some direction. Yeah. And a little bit of supervisory over them and the equipment, and they come up and provide the labor for us. So it's worked out really well for us.
Yeah.
And we've used YCC folks before, even for Mandan Progress
for
Organization
some other
events,
projects.
For setting up fences, taking down fences, things like that. And we've got a pretty strong
relationship. Well, there have been a few maintenance issues out at the cemetery in the last couple of years. So hopefully this is just another way.
We're looking for new and innovative ways to solve an old problem.
Yeah.
And like I said, we all have trouble attracting workers that, you know, you want to get on a weed whipper all day or a weed whacker all day, and a lot of people don't want to do that work anymore.
Yeah.
So this is a way that, you know, our public works director has worked with, Chad, who we mentioned earlier, the cemetery superintendent, and also the YCC. So, you know, it's a good relationship we have, and we look for all kinds of things for them to do.
All right. So that'll happen next spring, starting out. Also a memorandum of understanding with Thoman Engineering to work out at the landfill.
Yep,
Once again.
Thoman has been our engineer at the landfill for, I think, since the landfill was first moved out west of town. And we need to, in essence, dig a new pit. And we've got a renewal of a permit with the State Health Department coming up. And therefore, we need to put some things in place to
some expertise start, to guide you through that
start
process.
Start planning. And like I said, landfills, a lot of people think you go dig a hole, you push your garbage in, cover it up, and away you go.
They're heavily regulated.
It's not that easy anymore.
So they're the experts that'll come in and start this process.
Right. So I think our permit renewal is due in middle of the summer, June, July of 2019. So we'll get them on board and we'll move forward with that project.
Sounds good. Also on the consent agenda last night was an expanded storefront improvement project. This recommendation came out of your growth fund. And it's a project that's already been going on with Alfreder's building in the downtown area.
Alfreder's, if you're familiar where City Hall is and Wells Fargo Bank, Al's is in that same area. And he had come in a few months ago for a storefront improvement grant. And, you know, one of those rare occasions where, you know, the growth fund and the board approved the max for Mr. Fitter and his project. Al came in and said, hey, bids came in lower. The work came in lower, and I want to expand it. So I think he'll be doing some window replacement, things like that. So he will use up his allocation of money in that area, and we think it's a good project. So
all right.
It's good for downtown.
Sounds good. New business last night, one really major donation came in for the fire department. That was substantial, $103,000
donation. $103,000
donation
from a local major employer, and I think there's $11,000 or $12,000 in addition to that for training.
Hmm.
And so the fire department is very pleased. You know, we can't be happier. And
yeah, that's great.
You know, we love it when folks step up from the community and recognize a need for not only the business, but for our fire department.
Sure,
too.
You had a pretty big list, a pretty detailed list of items now that'll be able to be purchased for the fire department.
Yep.
That's the substantial thing. Yes.
And we've got the bids out for that equipment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, good golly, why do you have to amend your budget to account for
this?
Right.
That's why
donation?
It's on the agenda. You got
to
do that.
Because we have to account for the revenue received.
Yeah.
Even if it comes from a donation, we have to amend our budget to account for that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a procedural process. But we also like to let the community know that, hey, there's a major employer in town, stepped to the plate, saw a need. Our fire department is very grateful for them, and we're grateful for the donation.
That's great.
And, you know, important part about this is that the training that will be provided will not just be for our Mandan firefighters. We will open that up to the surrounding communities and say, hey, they're bringing this training into town. Let's get as many folks in there as we can.
That's great.
And so it's a really
better equipment, more training.
Absolutely.
Just increases the public safety for the whole area. Also, under new business last night, you have a new employee that was introduced by your city engineer, yep. Justin Froseth.
Justin introduced Andrew Larson. He's our new project engineer. This is a position that we have had budgeted for a long time. We lost our, not I guess we didn't lose our former person in this position. What we did is we upgraded that position so that it is a professional engineer spot. And we'll be providing a lot of good help. And I think Andrew's been on the job now for a couple of weeks. And we're
Andrew Larson.
Andrew Larson.
Project engineer.
Project engineer. We're awful happy to have him.
Yeah.
And like I said, they'll provide a lot of assistance in our engineering department. So a very good thing.
Yeah. A subject that we have talked about many times is water. We go back to water again.
The raw water intake comes back again.
Raw water intake. Big, big project coming up. A new, obviously, there's been problems. The river has shifted and continues to shift.
The channel of the Missouri moves back from, you know, the channel's on the east bank, and then it's on the west bank, then it's on the east bank, and right now it's moving back over to the east bank. This is a project that has been in the works for probably 15 years, maybe. But we got an update, or the commission got an update last night. Here's where we're at in the process. And we had a public input meeting last week and invited, you know, it was anyone from the public could come on, but we also sent letters to the folks in the Riverbend edition down on River Drive and in High, or spacing out the name of the development just to the north of River Drive that's in the county, Hidden Acres. There we go. Invited those folks because this new pumping facility will be down at the end of River Drive.
How far does it move from the existing location to the new location?
We're a little more than a mile.
Okay, to the north.
A little to
the
south.
It's going to the south.
Yep.
Sorry.
So we looked at.
There we go.
For the last several years, we've been, you know, I would tell you the term bathymetry. I think is the when you go out and take a look at what the bottom of the river looks like, and you're trying to find a constant and a stable location and where you've got enough water flowing through there all the time that's consistent, and we're not in danger of that channel moving. The channel over in this area is is a really good spot because it narrows down, so you've got water going through there all the time.
And this is a joint project with Marathon Oil?
Marathon Petroleum, you know, formerly Standard Oil, British Petroleum,
Endeavor.
Tesoro, Endeavor, and now Marathon Petroleum. And they've been a great partner. They partnered with us when the first intake was built.
Okay. And they were Standard Oil then?
They were Standard Oil back then, way back in...
60s? Early 60s?
I think early 60s, probably maybe even the 50s. We went back and found the agreement between Standard Oil and the city. And at that point in time, Standard Oil paid two-thirds of the cost, and the city of Mandan paid one-third of the cost of that new intake.
So they'll continue to be a partner in this. Now, most of the design work is completed.
We are about 30% through design. Okay. Last night's action was to request permission to apply to the State Water Commission for the full cost share request. We've received a little over $1 million from the State Water Commission to get the project this far already. So we're awful grateful for that. And we're looking for funding assistance for the remainder.
So we're looking at next July then starting construction.
Right. This is, so you know, we will work on getting that request into the State Water Commission in November. Final design and bidding, we're looking at probably November through June of 2019, thinking construction starts in midsummer, July of 2019, completing the project in the fall of 21, and there's a warranty period for 1 year after that. So this is not an easy, quick process.
Yeah.
And lots of effects are, you know, we had great turnout at our public input meeting. I think I counted about over 30 people attended from the Riverbend Edition area. Concerns over noise. What's this pump station going to sound like?
Oh.
And, you know, that was one of our major concerns going in is we don't want to disrupt the neighbors and the neighborhood. And what should this building look like? And also one of our concerns is if we've got a lot of traffic going in, construction, hauling things in to build this facility, what conditions are the roads in today and what are they going to look like mm-hmm. when we're done, and make sure that we account for, you know, road repairs in whatever fashion that would be when we're completed. So,
but this will take you through many years in the future.
Yep, we're hoping this is a long time. And again, our partnership with Marathon Petroleum, we're looking at splitting at the end of the day. If it's a $18 to $20 million project, State Water Commission grant share, we're looking for roughly 60%. 40% of that is then left for the city's share. Mm-hmm. And then we have agreement with Marathon to split the local cost 50-50, which is a very good deal for not only Marathon, but our citizens too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got
to recognize that they're a major employer in
this community. And they have been always very good to work with. Yeah. And we also, this is one of those projects where you have a municipal water supply, you have a industrial water supply, city man, and also, you know, we don't make water, we treat water for Missouri West Water System. So we've got rural development component in here too.
Yeah.
So we kind of meet all of the municipal, rural, and industrial elements on a project. We all work very well together. And like I said, we're looking at moving this project forward.
It is moving forward, and we will be talking about it again,
yep,
I'm sure.
we've talked about it over the last several years, and I think these are all good steps and good positive steps to move forward on.
Start construction, hopefully have some pictures as we go, and so people can visualize that a little bit. Also under new business last night, liquor license was finalized for Grand Junction Subs.
Yep, Grand Junction Subs and Colton Schultz, the owner, had applied for, I think it's a Class F license, which was approved by the board last night.
Beer and wine only?
Yep, beer and wine only. And like I said, so Grand Junction, we know, has been doing pretty good business out in the Memorial Square Shopping Center on the east end of the strip or Memorial Highway.
Yeah.
And this might just be an addition that helps them increase sales.
Yeah.
And a good thing. A
couple of resolutions and ordinances moved forward last night. There was a second consideration, which is your final consideration for the downtown core and fringe area boundary and uses within that boundary was finalized last night.
Right. We had when we first started looking at the, you know, folks will remember them as Thrifty White, Central Market properties. You know, over time, those will change to how we refer to the west end of Main Street in Mandan.
Mm-hmm.
When we were looking at developing that RFP, it came to our attention to go, you know, really when we start with those properties and move to the west, your character kind of changes in your downtown.
Sure.
Moving to the east, your buildings are all built up to the lot lines, mm-hmm. you're parking on the street or parking in back. Yeah. And this part of town, you've got your parking in front. And you've got your building that's back. And so, like, let's rezone this a little bit. And they've got room to have parking on site, which is a little different than the other downtown districts where mm-hmm. you don't have to have parking.
Yeah.
You know, it's provided on the street.
Yeah.
So that moved forward with a second reading. And if you're looking at the map now, or if you're just listening to us, it's, you know, on the west end of Main Street when you start with the Central Market properties and to the west.
Yeah, it's definitely a transition area.
Yep.
It changes. The complexion changes significantly in that area. So, again, the impetus for this was this conversation and the need to look at those west end properties. And
right. We wanted to make sure that we weren't cutting folks out of the RFP or putting in a proposal on this property. Well, so by doing this, you know, we've expanded and changed the zoning down here to allow for more folks.
And let's talk about that a little bit, jumping off our order here. But you did have a meeting earlier today. Again, we're recording this on Wednesday, November 7th. Mm-hmm. You had a meeting this morning with the West End Development Group. There's been a committee that was put together by the commission.
Committee, we call it the West End Development Group or the Group of 22, because there's 22 folks, which is a pretty large amount of people to kind of wrangle up for a meeting. But we had very good attendance this morning, 7 a.m., you know, coffee was on.
And the deadline is passed for proposals.
Deadline
so
was
you
passed.
Guys, that's what is your purpose, is to look at those proposals.
Correct.
Today.
We had October 19th was the deadline. We received five different proposals.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of went through each of those proposals with this committee so that they knew, here's what we have. We kind of went through the whole shebang and said, here's what the proposal is. Here's kind of the financial impacts that the folks that are making the proposals are looking at for each of these. The committee had very good discussion. You know, this is a diverse group of folks. and that was done intentionally to get a wide range of opinions. You know, we've got private business owners, we've got folks from who own adjacent properties, we've got representative from the arts, we've got representatives from all kinds of walks of life. And like I said, input was refreshingly good this morning.
So did they come out of this meeting with a recommendation, or will they be meeting again?
Yep. This was the, we're thinking this was the last meeting of this group, because they did come up with a motion and a recommendation to the commission to move forward with one of the proposals. And that will be heard at the commission on November 20th.
Okay. November 20th. Then it'll become a matter of record, and the commission will take a look at it and potentially vote at that time.
Yep. We're hoping that they take action and, you know, advise and instruct staffers like myself and City Attorney Brown and Business Development Communications Director Huber to move forward, and let's get some agreements put in place to bring back to the commission for final approval, and let's move this process forward.
Yeah. So and again, if people don't know the properties we're talking about, it's former Cashwise Food, way on the west end of Maine, Thrifty White Drug.
We had been courting Cashwise for a long time.
Bill Super Value.
Used to be Bill Super Value. Miracle Mart. But lastly was known as the Central Market Properties.
Central Market, and I'm sorry.
Thrifty White Drug. So two former grocery stores that...
with a big parking area out there, so there's a lot involved.
Yep. So we're excited. This was, you know, this process will move forward, and I think it was a good process.
You also had Huntington Books as a separate location just down the road a little bit from that, a storefront. Was there also proposals reviewed for that?
Similar kind of request for proposals we put out. We did receive three different proposals, and so we're looking through those right now, and we hope to bring a recommendation to the commission on November 20th for those so that we can, that is a city-owned property that we've had since the Remediation Trust bought that property.
Don't need it anymore.
And, you know, we still have wells in the basement of that building, and, you know, we are in a shutdown mode right now on the whole system, so we're kind of letting it rest, and did a monitoring event this fall. And we will do one in the spring. And if it shows kind of similar results, we should be able to start decommissioning the remediation system. And we'll talk a lot about that later on. But huge step for downtown.
We're gonna move in a
kind
different
rabbit,
area.
Kind of rabbit trail a little bit.
Well, no, I want to talk about the state of the cities that was yesterday, actually, here in Bismarck. But Bismarck and Mandan Mayors gave a summary of where we're at. Yeah. And one of the things that Mayor Helbling did talk about was the remediation, the oil remediation that's underground in primarily the downtown area and adjacent to the tracks. I thought it was very interesting that you had a great slide that showed where those pools were originally and where they're at now, and the dramatic difference between the two.
Yeah, and that's... slide deck is out on our website right now. It's cityofmandan.com.
All the slides.
The remediation portion of it, you know, we've always talked about the great thing about that is that people ask, well, we thought you were done with that a long time ago. And we go, no, we've been operating it. You know, we settled the lawsuit with the state and the city and BNSF back in August or July 31st of 2004. Yesterday morning, we had the 302nd meeting of the Mandan Remediation Trust. We've got 300 wells. We've got 22 miles of pipe underground. We've decommissioned probably a quarter of the system so far, and people probably don't even know that.
Yeah.
Because we've tried to do it in a very, in a manner that is non-disruptive. And so, as Mayor said yesterday, we're in shutdown mode right now. We did a monitor. You know, you go down and measure if there's fluid in the wells or whatever. We did that this fall, and we're just letting things rest. We'll come back this spring, hopefully in April, if weather permits, and do another monitoring or measuring event and see if anything has changed.
Well, it's certainly unfortunate that you had to deal with it to begin with, but it has certainly been a successful project getting rid of that contamination in the downtown area.
We are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel right now, which is awesome, and, you know, I think it's
got to be a big relief.
Credit to Dave Glott and his crew at the North Dakota Department of Health.
Yeah.
With our contractors, used to be known as LBG, but now it's WSP. And a lot of credit has to go to all of our downtown property owners that have allowed us to come in and put wells in their basements of their buildings and disrupt their streets. You know, if you would have been talking to us in 2005 and 6 when this installation was going on. I had a little more hair back then, and you know, we're really happy with and pleased and the cooperation from the downtown folks
not
has been incredible.
Not a typical activity you see in a downtown area.
Nope, but wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah,
and hope we never have to.
Yeah,
but the process has worked, and that's I think a very good point.
All right. Well, we jumped around our agenda quite a bit there. one of their resolution and ordinance was introduced last night. It was a first consideration, was a failure to maintain control brought forward by your police chief, Ziegler.
Yep.
And it was basically has to do with distracted driving. Yep.
I know
identifies chief, what that is.
Chief Ziegler and our municipal court judge, Danae Kautzman, you know, have worked together on this ordinance, and we kind of make sure that between our city attorney, our municipal judge, and our police chief, if we're going to draft an ordinance, we've got them all on board and it's doing what we really want to. And in this case, we noticed that, you know, we write a ticket for distracted driving, the city of Mandan isn't getting that money. It's going up to district court.
Mm.
So by us enacting a local ordinance that deals with distracted driving, we get to keep that money. Not that there's a lot of it, but it's a matter of going, if we're writing the ticket, we should be getting that.
Yeah.
And number one, you should not be distracted driving anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll make that point very clear. You know, put your phones down and put your iPads down and whatever else you might have.
Such
but
a problem.
Don't just put them in the passenger seat and focus on driving.
Absolutely. Well, we have to wrap up. We've been given the signal, so we've got to run through these other items. And they really all have to do with meetings that are coming up, events that are coming up that you're looking for involvement. First one coming up next week, again, this is November 7th. We're talking about November 13th. Next Tuesday has to do with the Business Pitch Challenge. It's all coming to a head. It's the grand finale.
It's the big to-do, the big finale at the Harvest Grill and Events Center downtown Mandan. I think it starts at 5:30, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the four finalists will make their pitch. And there will be a motivational speaker. I think the gentleman from Real Trucks out of Jamestown.
Scott Bintz
will be giving, you know, a talk to everybody. In the meantime, you know, our judges will be back tallying the results and coming up with a winner after Scott is done.
So four submissions for the pitch challenge.
We had 11.
You had 11
submissions.
So they've been cooked down to
another
the four.
Group cooked these down, like you say, down to four. So we're looking forward to it. It should be a pretty fun event.
That should be very good. Yes. Also next week, then Southside Street Improvement Project is coming to the citizens. This is, we've talked about this project too, and the need over there. It's an older neighborhood that's had some drainage issues.
Older neighborhood has no stormwater drainage issue, has no stormwater facilities in that area.
Mm.
So we're looking at, we've replaced some water lines. We need to repair the streets now and fix streets. So again, that is November 14th at Mary Stark down the elementary school in that neck of the woods from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. And we're asking for the public's input on here's what we think needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You who live in the area know best.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're seeing.
Absolutely.
So we're asking
Well,
for
and they
some
should
input.
Because some of this will be a special assessment, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So this will impact them
very much
greatly.
So
yes. And then another meeting you have coming up the next night, November 15th, has to do with the interstate, Mandan Avenue interchange, that whole area.
Right. So we've got the project going from the Mandan Avenue interchange to reconstruct Old Red Trail, which is just to the south of the Mandan Refinery, Marathon Petroleum Refinery, and then the intersection of Collins and Old Red Trail, which is kind of the big hot topic there. And then doing some work on Highway 1806 out to 27. So again, we're looking for the public's input. Please, you know, show up and share with us what you're seeing and what you know.
That's at the Baymont Inn on November 15th and 5 to 7.
5 to 7
so
at the Baymont
lots
Inn.
Lots of things coming up.
Yeah, it's November 13th, 14th, and 15th. I think we'll be busy next
you'll
week.
You'll be busy.
As normal.
That's true. Well, thanks for being here, Jim.
Thanks
appreciate
for having us.
It.
And
see you in 2 weeks.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD or on KDEC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.